I guess you've heard more of that than I have. Used to be Alabama. was full of that.
Oh, yeah. We still have a pretty good many of them.
We don't have much around here.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'd go over to Hale. And all they thought about boys. Going out and getting them a bottle, you know, that corn whiskey.
I don't know. I heard that stuff's pretty rough.
Well, it used to be not be. They'd have the sheriff up there used to make it. Have it made up there by South Haleville down when them coals on the steel was ever in my life. He had two copper steels sitting side to side down when them coals.
Can you smell the stuff?
Mm-hmm. When it gets hot, you can smell it out way before you get there.
I guess that's how they get...
Get cold like that. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of anybody refer to moonshine as splow?
No.
Never heard that? Okay, you were talking about some of the buildings on the farm. You mentioned a corn crib. What else?
You had the cow stable.
Cow stable?
Mm-hmm. You had your mule stable. Each one of them over. You wouldn't be no time to have a cow and have a mule go to his own stall. When I used to milk a bunch of cows, I milked a bunch of cows one day when I hauled milk. And I had extensions for them. Hey, one of them cows go in every extension, just like, in other words, you wouldn't hook her there but one or two times. So she'd know her place, just like you know your place at the table if you had a certain place to eat. That old cow would know her place, and the same thing with a mule. I used to have eight mules on this little place down here I'm talking about. It had six families. Now, in other words, my grandson worked the whole thing. It used to take six families to make. We raised cotton, that's how come we cotton picking. But everything changed, you know that.
So a cow stable, that's where you...
That's how, in other words, many people think about a cow stable.
But when you did have them, that's where you milked them?
Yeah, where we milked them and fed them. Where they spend the night.
Was there any special place where you might pin up your cows for a time until you got a lot of manure there?
Well, would you clean that stable out every morning and throw it in a pen? Mm. Or would you build a pen? We generally build out our logs and clean that manure out and then tuck it out to the field. In the spring of the year, hold out and fertilize. Use it for fertilizer.
What about the place where you kept your hogs? What do you call that?
That's just a hog pen, dog.
Just a hog pen.
Yeah.
What about what was usually the biggest building on the farm?
House.
What about a building that you didn't live in? That was pretty good size.
Oh, well, you'd call it a tenant's house.
A what?
A tenant's house. You know, you used to have a lot of landowner and had a bunch of tenant's houses, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sharecropped with him or bed labored with him, either one.
Have you ever heard, what about the, you know, place where you stored your hay? Way up.
Barn loft.
Oh yeah. About when you were gathering your hay? You'd what do you call these things that you see out in the field where all the hay had been
baler?
Raked up together?
Baler?
Well, before it was baled.
Shocks. What is shock?
Now what is a shock?
Shock of hay. It's a stack of hay around a pole.
Oh, I see.
You gotta have something to hold it up, you know.
Also, all haystacks have
something. Gotta have something to support it.